KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Beryl still affecting numerous states. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says Beryl is going to bring a lot of rain to the East Coast as it continues its path through the U.S.
The remains of Beryl are currently moving through the lower Great Lakes, and they should be pushing eastward today across the Northeast. So we do anticipate potential for some heavy rains, especially across parts of northern New York and into northern New England, where there are a lot of flood watches out currently. We do anticipate potential for some flash flooding later this afternoon into the evening hours.
A flood watch in effect for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Used to shrugging off the heat, Las Vegas residents are now eyeing the thermometer. The desert city is on track to set a record for the fifth consecutive day over 115 degrees amid a lingering hot spell that will continue scorching much of the U.S. into the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, movie star and lifelong Democrat George Clooney is adding his voice to calls for Joe Biden to leave the presidential race. Clooney says in a New York Times opinion piece he loves Biden, but the party would lose the presidential race as well as control in Congress with him as the nominee. Secretary of State Blinken says Ukraine will have to make some commitments once it becomes a NATO member.
NATO also requires, as Ukraine moves irreversibly along the path to membership, that it continue reforms. That's the strongest guarantee that the reforms that the Ukrainian people so strongly support will continue and will deepen.
His comments advance American assurances that the country will be allowed to join the Western Self-Defense Alliance, but only after its war with Russia ends. The Dow had 167 points and the NASDAQ adding 145. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward embracing gay marriage.
The General Synod, which has been meeting this month, has voted narrowly to approve standalone services of blessing for same-sex civil unions. Conservatives warn that this is just part of the process that will eventually lead England's state church to permit priests to officiate gay weddings. It is an issue that has split several other Protestant denominations around the world, and experts say it will likely do the same to the Church of England. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Department of Education has entered into an agreement with Brown University to make sure the school is in compliance with federal law barring discrimination and harassment against Jewish students. Pro-Palestinian activists have staged numerous anti-Israel rallies on college campuses across the nation, and critics say anti-Semitic acts took place during those events. This is SRN News. The trial for actor Alec Baldwin will begin opening statements.
12 jurors and four alternates have been chosen to decide whether Alec Baldwin committed a felony in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. 11 women and five men make up the panel. Only two out of 70 prospective jurors said they were unfamiliar with the case. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. His defense team has not said whether Baldwin will testify.
That's Margie Zaraletta. When California's minimum wage increase went into effect in April, fast food workers across the state went from making $16 to $20. It's already having an impact, according to local operators for major fast food chains, who say they are reducing worker hours and raising menu prices, as the sudden increase in labor costs leaves them scrambling for solutions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.